Chapter 16, I Am Patient. Trust God's Timing. In life, we're always waiting for something. Waiting for a dream to come to pass. Waiting to meet the right person. Waiting for a problem to turn around. When it's not happening as fast as we would like, it's easy to get frustrated. But you have to realize the moment you prayed, God established a set time to bring the promise to pass. God has a set time for you to meet the right person. There is a set time for the problem to turn around, a set time for your healing, your promotion, your breakthrough. It may be tomorrow, or next week, or 5 years from now. But when you understand the time has already been set, it takes all the pressure off. You won't live worried, wondering when is this ever going to happen. You'll relax and enjoy your life knowing that the promise has already been scheduled by the Creator of the universe. Maybe you've been praying about a situation for a long time and you don't see anything happening. You could easily be discouraged. But what if God were to pull back the curtain and allow you to see into the future? And you saw that on February 12th at 2:33 in the afternoon, you were going to meet the person of your dreams. You wouldn't be discouraged. You'd be excited. You'd start working out, buy some new clothes. Why? You know the big day is coming. Here's where it takes faith. God promises that there are set times in our future, but He doesn't tell us when they will be. Your set time may be tomorrow morning at 9:47. You get the phone call you've been waiting for. Your set time may be October 25th, 2 years from now. You'll get a good break that will thrust you to a new level. My question is, do you trust God enough to believe that your set times are coming? Are you willing to wait with a good attitude, knowing that they're on the way? Or will you get discouraged and think, I don't know, Joel. I've been trying to break this addiction since high school. You have to have a new perspective. God has a set time for you to break that addiction. It's already in your future. Don't let the negative thoughts talk you out of it. There is a set time for you to be completely well. A set time for God to turn the legal situation around. Now quit worrying about it. Quit living stressed out, thinking, what if I don't meet the right person? What if I don't ever get well? The scripture says, those who have believed enter into the rest of God. The way you know that you're really believing is that you have a rest. You're at peace. You know the answer is on the way. You know the right people and the right opportunities have already been set in your future. On January 8, 1986, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I walked into a jewelry store to buy a battery for my watch. Out walked the most beautiful girl I had ever seen. It was Victoria. I didn't tell her, but I thought, this is my set time. It took me a year to convince her that it was her set time, too. On December 3, 2003, at 1:30 in the afternoon, when Mayor Brown handed us the keys to the Compact Center, that was not an ordinary time. That was a set time ordained by the Most High God. In the same way, there are set times in your future. You prayed, believed, stood in faith. Let me assure you that you're going to come in to set times of favor, a set time when a problem suddenly turns around, a set time when you meet the person of your dreams, a set time where a good break thrust you years ahead. That's what Habakkuk said. The vision is for an appointed time. It may seem slow in coming, but wait patiently, for it will surely come. Not maybe come, not a hope so. God has already set the date. The appointed time has already been put on your calendar. One translation says, it won't be 1 second late. Sometimes we think, everybody's getting ahead of me. My friends are all married, and I'm still single. My coworkers are being promoted, but I'm stuck here. Don't get discouraged. God knows how to make up for what seems like lost time. God doesn't always take us logically, from A to B to C. Sometimes God will take you from A to B to C, and then thrust you all the way down to S, T, U, V. What happened? You hit a set time that pushed you 50 years ahead. Quit worrying about who's getting ahead of you and just run your race. Be the best that you can be. Keep honoring God with your life. Keep treating people right, and God will get you to where you're supposed to be. That promotion, the healing, the breakthrough, the right person won't be 1 second late. Our God is not a random God. He is a precise God. He has lined up solutions for you down to the very second. I know a young lady who was believing to meet the right man. She was in her early 30s and had never really had a serious relationship with anyone. She was starting to wonder if it was ever going to happen. One day she was driving home from work, had a flat tire, and pulled over to the side of the freeway. In a few seconds, another car pulled over. Out stepped a handsome young man who came up to her window and said, "Can I help you?" She took one look at him and said, "I think you can." He not only changed her tire, but he invited her out to dinner. They ended up falling in love. A year and a half later, they got married. Today, they're as happy as can be. That wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a lucky break. That was a set time ordained by the Creator of the universe. Think about how precise God's timing is. The tire had to go flat at just the right time. An hour later, it wouldn't have happened. There had to be just the right amount of traffic. Too many cars, and he would have been late. Too few cars, and he would have been early. He had to leave his work at just the right time. 1 15-minute extra phone call that would have never worked out. The timing was down to the split second for it to all fall in place.